This is the Cricket World News Roundup for the 8th of September. The opening 2020 international between England and South Africa followed a similar pattern to that which the final one-day international had on Wednesday. England posted a much below par total of 118 for 7 after batting first, took 3 early wickets in the South African reply, but then watched as the South African fourth wicket pair plodded home with time and wickets to spare. Johan Botha and Robin Peterson had each taken 2 wickets in England's innings as they succumbed to their old foe of spin bowling. Captain Stuart Broad and Graham Swan ensured that England's total would at least pass 3 figures with a spirited unbroken 8th wicket stand of 33. Jade Dernbach and Stephen Finn struck 3 times between them with the new ball. However, while Jacques Callis remained at the crease, South Africa were in little real danger. He found a willing accomplice in the form of J.P. Duminy, and the pair milked England's slower bowlers with the ease that England themselves hadn't managed in their innings, and with the assurance that chasing a substandard total brings. They added an unbroken 90 for the fourth wicket, and guided their side home with an over to spare. And rain in India delayed Yuvraj Singh's international cricketing comeback, as the opening match in their 2-match 2020 international series against New Zealand was abandoned without a ball bowled. The match was called off without even the toss taking place, as the rain that blighted its lead-up failed to relent. England women recorded their 16th successive win in 2020 internationals by defeating West Indies women by 8 wickets in their first match at Chesterley Street. Charlotte Edwards and Laura Marsh ensured that England made short work of the tourist's woeful total of 71 for 8, and added 59 inside the first 7 overs. They found the boundary with a regularity that West Indies had been lacking in their innings. Edwards' tally of 3 boundaries in her 26 ball, 27 not out, the same as that for the entire West Indies innings. Marsh was even more aggressive and hit 31 off only 22 balls, including 5 boundary fours, which combined with her earlier spell of tidy off-spin was enough to earn her the Player of the Match award. And in the second of the 3 2020 overnight internationals between Pakistan and Australia in Dubai, it was Pakistan who won a sensational match to clinch the series with a match still to play. A super over was needed to separate the two sides after they had both ended on 151 from their 20 overs. Australia batted first in the super over and made 11 for 1 as Umar Gul hit his Yorkers with precision and only a bit of improvisation from David Warner provided a boundary. Pakistan then got the equation down to 3 needed from 2 balls, but they could only scramble 1 run from the 5th. It then emerged that Pakistan actually needed only 1 run from the final ball, as if the super over was tied then they would win on boundary count. Pat Cummings duly obliged with a high loopy bouncer that was declared a wide, and Pakistan celebrated. Cummings had earlier smashed the penultimate ball of the main match for 6 to bring the scores level, but he was caught off the final ball with only a single needed to bring about the super over.